So where are you at today, Blair?
Down in St. George, my another project that I have down here.
Nice. Is it nice and warm down there?
It is. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's cool St. George style, but relative, it's nice.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's sunny and beautiful.
We've actually had a little bit too much of that weather here in Denver this winter.
Oh, is that where you're at down in Denver? Yeah, we haven't had much winter at all.
Yep. It's been warm and sunny, hardly any snow, so that's not great. I mean, it's great if you want to take a walk in the afternoon, but long term, not good news for the water situation. All right, looks like Pat has joined us, so we have a quorum now.
Good. Let's go.
There we go. All right, we have a quorum, so we can get started with Blair and Pat. Would you guys like me to run the meeting?
Yes.
All right. We call the meeting to order. Our preliminary action items are approval of the agenda. Is there anything anybody would like to change on the agenda?
No, sir. I propose that we approve the agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. The next item is confirmed conflict of interest disclosures. Believe when the district was originally organized, we did a business disclosure for each of you, and we just want to confirm that those are still accurate and that there doesn't need to be any changes to those.
I don't see any changes. I approve our motion that we approve.
Yeah, we don't need a motion. It's just a
Oh, good.
just need to make sure that there hasn't anything changed. And just FYI, we probably will be sending out in the next few weeks a form for you to fill out to update those. Something we'll probably do once every year just to make sure we're on top of things. And if entities have changed, things like that, we make sure that everybody's got proper disclosures done. So just a heads up. Public comments. I don't see anybody from the public present. So we'll note that for the minutes. Then we'll move down to action items, which is approve the minutes from the December 15th meeting. Are there any changes to those minutes?
Nope.
No.
All right. If not, could we get a motion to approve?
Yeah, I motion that we approve the minutes.
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hi, Nate.
Hello.
Let's see. So then now we just have the unaudited financial statements. So I'll turn that over to either Derek or Amanda.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. For those of you that haven't had the opportunity yet to meet Derek, Derek is our senior manager who oversees Utah operations. So he will be managing this district. I will continue to oversee from a very high level, but he's really got the knowledge and expertise here. So I'll talk today, but then after that, we'll have him helping to run this portion of the meetings. With that, we have prepared for your review and approval the financial statements as of December 31st, 2025. Total cash on hand at the end of the year was just over $618,000, with a large part sitting in the reserve and capital interest fund. We did have a few assessments come in at the end of the year, which helped to boost those cash balances, and those will be utilized for those prepayments of the bonds as the year progresses. We then have the total CIP from the capital there, and those are offset by your accounts payable and long-term liabilities. If you wouldn't mind scrolling to the next page, please. And thank you. Thanks so much. From a general fund perspective, the district had interest and other income of just over $3,000. We then utilized the working capital fund to help fund the administrative expenses of the district, including amounts noted for legal, accounting, insurance, and audit, all with which fell into our budget. So the amount hit within the amended budget that we had in 2025. With that, we were left with an ending fund balance of just over $38,000, which we will utilize to help fund the amounts in 2026. We can move to the next page, please. Thank you. From a debt service perspective, like I said, we have collected assessment fee revenues. So through the end of the year, we had $275,000 in assessment fee revenue and relative interest. Amounts were then utilized to fund the bond interest and principal payments of $227,000 for an ending fund balance remaining of $561,000. That fund balance is broken out into a capitalized interest amount of $154,000 and the debt service reserve of $217,000. If we could then move on to the next page, please. And last but not least, the Capital Projects Fund demonstrates the capital expenditures that we had, which was really that acceptance of capital that we utilized those bond funds for. That in total was just over $2 million, and we had a small amount of interest income. At the end of the year, there was a small amount remaining in fund balance of $3,543 in the Capital Projects Fund. That can be utilized if there are any costs that trickle in. We can utilize those for that during the year, but we'll continue to just watch for those pieces. I know that's a lot, but if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer them. If not, we simply need a motion to approve.
A motion to approve.
Do we have
I
a second?
second. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Wonderful. Thank you all. I really appreciate it.
All right. And the last item is just a reminder about the annual training that needs to be done on the Open and Public Meetings Act. There's a link on the agenda. It's this one is one we have to have you do each year, but it's relatively short. It only takes 10, 15 minutes to get through. And once you do those, if you could please send us the certificate showing that they were done so we can track that and make sure everybody's in compliance, we would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anybody have any other items to bring up at this point?
Nope.
Blair's good.
All right. If not, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a
I
motion to
motion.
adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
I.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thanks for your time, everyone. Appreciate it.
Hey, Pat, have you got time to give me a call?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just call me when you're done. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Yes.
everything.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks,
Bye
Nate.
bye.
See you. Bye.